This is Kat Sturz from rockingyourpath.com with a bonus question and answer session with our guest today, Lauren Sweet from Wilderness South Africa. And we've been discussing tips on getting through the rest of these dog days of summer. Right now it's August here in the Northern Hemisphere. Very hot. I guess it's August also down in the Southern Hemisphere, except they're a little chilly down there because they're flipped weather-wise from us. And Lauren's been sharing the Virgo energies that kick into play tomorrow, if I remember right. And she's going to share with us now more about the phases of the moon and how we can best take advantage of the waning and waxing. So, Lauren, go ahead and share with us what I know is already wonderful information. I can't wait for you to share it with the rest of the people on the call today. Are you there, Lauren? Did we leave?
Hi.
There she is.
I thought that this was the recorded section. I'm sorry. Right. Yeah. So tomorrow we enter the sign of Virgo, and at the same time we're heading into a dark moon, which will be when the sun and the moon are in the same place in the sky. So we aren't seeing any reflected light on the moon, and so the moon disappears for a couple of days, and this is a really good time for going within. And in a business way, it's a time for reassessing, re-envisioning, and dreaming new dreams for your business. It's not a time for action and for putting yourself out into the world. If you've got things, obviously, that are running, that's fine. But this is specifically for new things. It's like conception. It's the very beginning cycle when nothing is manifest because the moon has disappeared. You can't see it anymore. It's dark. It's not there. So it's the unmanifest time in a cycle, in the monthly cycle. So if you can, you know, take, it's not a time for intellectual pursuits. It's a time for more intuitive and instinctual things to come out. So this is a really good time, especially Sunday and Monday, to take some quiet time, even in the dark if you can, and just allow the dreaming to dream itself, I can put it that way, without trying to control it too much, and see what new inspirations, what new things want to be born in the next month, from your own inner knowing, your own inner wisdom. Just allow that to come. You can always intellectualize later and you know take it and shape it, but it's a time for dreaming, unmanifest, anything is possible. So that's the beauty of this time. That's what I love about it, is that there are no limitations. There's nothing to limit. Nothing has happened yet. It's almost unconceived so far. So that's for the next, we're heading into that. So Saturday, it's getting close to it. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, even into Tuesday, any time around there is a really good time to do all this this dream work, should I say, this revisioning for your business and for yourself. And you know, I just wanted to talk about the moon and the cycles of the moon and our own bodies. As we know, the moon affects the tides. It pulls and pushes the sea, this huge body of water. And it's, this planet is about 70% water, and our bodies are approximately 70% water. So just as the moon affects the tides and pulls and pushes it and creates cycles, it does, to a certain extent, do the same to us and to everything on this planet. So we all have different beliefs about how this works, but at the same time, we are all connected in a harmonious whole on this planet. We all live together and get affected by the same thing. So using the moon as a guide can only benefit you to be in harmony with nature, to move with the rhythms and the cycles of nature. Things are going to happen either way, because we all have our individual destinies, our own individual birth charts, if you want to put it that way, our own blueprints. But at the same time, we do share a common theme. And the moon is the thing in astrology that rules the public at large. and our position in a certain way, how we're seen in the public also rules that. So if you're working with people and if you have a tribe or an audience or clients, those are the public as well. So we're all being affected by the moon en masse. So you can work in certain ways with the moon, but if your destiny is one thing, it's not going to change that much. But when you work in cycle and harmony with the moon, you definitely up the chances of success because you are working with nature and not against it. So it's also a great way to bring some cycles and routines into your life. So, okay. So going back to the cycle of the moon, so we're heading into this dark moon. I mean, we have a dark moon every month as well as a full moon every month. So this is just the time when the moon disappears. And as I was saying, it's a great time to dream big, and but not a good time for action. So if you dream something up, or if you want to redream an old plan that you've had lingering, or just, you know, just perfect some ideas about something that you've got on the go, that's wonderful. But I wouldn't act on anything until at least Wednesday or even Thursday, because until you can actually see the moon in the sky, it's not a good time to start manifesting anything. So the moon disappears for about 3 days, so it should come back about Tuesday, where it's very thin little whisper of a sliver, and then on Wednesday and Thursday it gets a bit bigger, and that's a really good time to start enacting and manifesting the dream time.
Lauren, so, let me stop you for just a second.
Sure.
I think it's just amazing that we have a universe that we live in that is set up to automatically help us with the ebbs and flows of our life. And when we get going too busy and in many ways create our own overwhelm and frustration because we don't stop to breathe and take time to dream before running off again to do the next thing. I think it's just wonderful, and being able to tie in with those, being more aware of when we're doing things, can't help but make us more productive in the long run. Do you agree?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because normally we just go, 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 and we don't give ourselves time to just take in a breath and rest and relax for a moment. And then it doesn't actually help us with productivity, as you say. So, I mean, the cycle of the moon is like a breathing in and a breathing out, or like the tide moving up, you know, back and forth, or the sun being hotter and then cooler. All of these things are in and out, yin and yang, forward and back cycles, and we definitely need that for our own lives. We need a time to be active and productive, and a time to be restful. And in that rest, mm-hmm. you know, so much happens that isn't exactly, you know, something active and manifesting like we expect. We judge everything by what we can create and make. It's an inspiring time, and then we can come out of that time and then be much more productive, much more original, much more creative, if we allow ourselves that time to go inside and recuperate.
Exactly. And we can't just stop our lives. I mean, obviously there are some actions we're going to need to take during the dark phases of the moon, but when
Absolutely. We
set our weekly schedules, it only takes a minute or two to check what they are, and maybe to make some slight tweaking of when we plan to do things to better take advantage of what's going on.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And it actually makes such a difference, because you can definitely plan your month. You know, if you've got some sort of launch coming up, you can decide when to act and when rather to pull back and when you need to reassess it, etc. And I've got for your listeners a monthly moon mojo, a little calendar with a little bit of information, which just highlights the times when it's best to be quiet, when it's best to be active in the world, where it's best to reassess things, when it's, you know, all the cycles and the elimination cycles again. So you can relate that to your business, but of course you can relate it to anything in your life, because it's the same for everything. But the focus is more on our work lives in this calendar. And that can, I think, I didn't actually get the information to you because I've been frantically working on other things the whole day.
We'll get it out to everybody. I know I'm going to take advantage of it, because It's one of those things that I've known about for a long time, and I haphazardly pay attention to it, and am at a place where I'm trying to be more deliberate, but in a energetic flow of things. So having something like that handy, I'm really looking forward to. You also have another special for that we'll be sharing with subscribers. Can you explain that one too?
Yeah, I'm calling it the career consultation quickie, because normally when I do charts for people, it's an hour or more, but this is a quick 20-minute one to have a look specifically at your career, because in your personal birth chart and blueprint, it's quite clear what kind of work you're most likely to have talents in, and what's going to make you feel satisfied on all levels, who your ideal clients are, what kind of niche you can best support. And good times specifically for launching new careers. There's so much that you can see in the birth chart to do with career. And instead of trying to follow somebody else's blueprint, you know, you've got your own unique blueprint. And if you find your individual strengths and work on those, it's a much better way to find your success than trying to emulate somebody else when it doesn't really fit. And yeah, so I can offer a quick 20-minute Skype session for your listeners. Normally a 20-minute session is about $35, but I'm going to give it to your listeners for $25 if they book in the next, well, actually no, for the month, doesn't matter, for the month of Virgo. We won't put a limit on that. So that will also be in the information that I give you, and you can just get hold of me, and I just need a few details from you, but I will email you about
that. Right. So all the listeners would have to do is say they got the notice of the special from the Fast Action Friday call. So if you're listening to this and it's a replay and it's past August 22nd, you can still take advantage of Lauren's special, just by mentioning that this is where you learned about it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll have something on your Facebook page with my website link.
Yep, I will do that, and we'll also be going out in the Fast Action Friday Facebook group, as well as in the emails to the Fast Action Friday subscribers. So that's
okay,
great.
Yes.
We've got a few more minutes.
Okay.
We have several people on the line. Anyone have a question they'd like to ask Lauren?
Lauren, being a procrastinator, I had a good friend of mine give me a saying that indecision may or may not be my problem, and it's very fitting. But keeping procrastination in mind, the fact that you're mentioning not to make any drastic moves until Wednesday is a great it's a good excuse for me not to wait a few more days to make these decisions.
Yes,
but should these decisions definitely be pretty much come to an end, so to speak, by Wednesday?
Well, definitely Wednesday is a good time if you want things to get going, is to start acting on them then. But if you're a procrastinator, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can work with that. And you can see, because up until the full moon on the 9th, you can say, okay, well, you know, if you start small, coming out of the darkness into the light. So as the moon gets brighter and brighter, you can start doing something on Wednesday that, you know, only takes you, say, maybe an hour. And then on Thursday, you can spend a bit more time, and you can kind of grow it, perhaps, if that helps to get past that procrastination, because that, you know, it's quite debilitating to be stuck in procrastination, but it sometimes does help to do things slowly. So the moon grows incrementally, and perhaps you could work with that idea, so you don't have to start full force on Wednesday, which would be off-putting if you're a procrastinator, but you can ease yourself into it, and then by the 9th, hopefully you're going full speed ahead.
All right, cool. Thank you.
That was a great question. Does anyone else have a question for Lauren?
Yes. What is the best thing to do at the phone?
I can't actually hear.
Yeah, Monica, can you get a little closer to your mic?
What is the best thing that you can do at the full moon? I mean, at the full moon.
What is the best thing? Oh, excuse me. What is the best thing you can do at the full moon?
Yeah, the full moon is party time, and that it's the brightest light of the whole cycle. So it's a time to shine, especially if you're in your work, then it's a good time to like launch the things that you've been working on. You conceived something at the dark moon, you've worked on it for 2 weeks, for example, and now you can start to launch it into the world. So it's a good time for self-promotion and sharing your work with your clients. It's a good time for launching new campaigns, obviously advertising, if you've got any openings, to do it then, or if you want to have a party or a celebration. And of course, I think it's a good time to do some dancing, to get into the body and to feel, you know, that celebration in your body, because then you're going to go into the next phase again after the full moon. So, you know, to capture that time while you can, for this month, it'll be the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, really, of the full moon phase. And yeah, so basically put yourself out into the world, shine your light into the world.
I think that's terrific. Anyone else? We've got another minute or two.
This is Maggie. I've just got a quick question. Thank you so much, Lauren. This has been a beautiful session. But a lot of times we might have something, and I'm a numerologist, so I do this work with this too. We have a contract that we have to do, and it doesn't really align with the moon. And I try to work with the moon cycles too. Can you give us some tips that kind of, if there is something that, you know, we have to do kind of to help us during that time?
Well, I think that if there is something that you have to do, then you, you know, as you say, you have to do it, but maybe you can take this into a more personal space. So you can, you know, while you're working, you have to be full out, but then you can make sure, say at the dark moon, that you do take half an hour to yourself for a day or two, and you get quiet, and you, while in the midst of the mayhem, you take some quiet dreaming time to yourself. And if you have to launch something at the dark moon, perhaps, you know, you can make it into something that is a bit more introspective in some sort of way. Maybe that can be the focus of it. You know, we can get quite creative with it. It really depends on what you're working with. But in your personal life, you can always take time to follow the cycles of the moon to some extent. It's just really working with the rest of the world that, you know, there's deadlines and commitments that you can't. But if you can't, well, you can't. You know, and also individually, we all have times within our own birth charts where there are good times and bad times to do things. And we can't always stick with those either. We just got to do the best we can. But if you've got the choice, for example, so, you know, if you've got something coming in October, or then you've got more time to prepare, then you can start to arrange it a little bit more around the cycles of the moon. But obviously, you can't always do that. So I don't know if that's really answering your question, but it's just the way of life, you know. We can't always have that perfection.
Yeah, that's beautiful, taking some extra time out to...
Exactly.
That's a beautiful answer. Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks for asking that, Maggie. I had a similar question, but I had no way of figuring out how to ask it. So I'm glad you spoke up and clarified that, both in my mind and for Lauren, because I would have been a mishmash of indecipherability. Andrea, did you have a question?
No, I'm just absorbing so much. Actually, I actually do have a question that came up from the very beginning. When you were talking about sun signs, about the Virgo being the person, the Virgo sign is about being contained and getting organized. My situation is unique. Well, I don't know, unique. Anyways, my sister is a Virgo, but she is very unorganized.
The shadow side of Virgo.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, as I said, I don't know a lot about astrology. When someone who manifests almost the opposite in some ways, in terms of the organization aspect of it, she definitely, you know, how does that relate?
Well, you know, if we look at say something like Virgo, and I say one concept that is organization, there's a 360 degree wheel of possibility for organization. So in its highest form, say, the organizational skills of a Virgo will be beautiful and harmonious and structured and helpful. But, you know, at the polar opposite, Some Virgos are really messy and cluttered, and it drives them, they drive themselves crazy with it as well as everybody else. So what it seems to be is that organization somehow plays a part in a Virgo's life. Mm-hmm. So either it's beneficial or it's more destructive. You know, so it's somebody who's organized, somebody who's very disorganized. But also organization is only one aspect of a Virgo anyway, because I focus on that a lot because it helps with work. But there's so much more to Virgo than just that. But as you say, your sister is very disorganized, so it's quite a powerful role in her life. It's just not a very good one. You know, it's not a very helpful trait that she has with organization.
Okay, so when you were saying about, you know, some Virgos who actually are very cluttered and disorganized, so it's like either one extreme or the other extreme.
Can I?
Yes.
What I'm understanding from you.
Yes, yes. But what I'm saying is that it still plays a big role. It's an important part of her life, this organization. Is that right?
Can I make a comment about being a Virgo?
Sure.
Oh, please do.
Okay.
That's Monica.
I'm a Virgo, September 16th. And what I find is that the things that are really important to me, I'm very, very organized with, and I want to get everything done. The things that don't matter to me, I could care less.
Right.
And that's what my sister's like. You see mostly the things that she doesn't care about.
That's very true. It's that discernment of the Virgo. You know, they choose. They can pick and choose very easily, as you say, what's important and what's not. And if it's not important, it doesn't play a big part in your life.
Okay.
Yeah, and that, I'm glad you brought that up, Andrea, because a lot of times we, as individuals, like to focus on only what we think shines best and brightly about us, and we all have a dark side. We all have that not so nice, not so good side. That side that's always going to be a challenge for us, and ignoring that side of us and to the point where we never try to learn the lessons that side can teach us, has its own destructive properties. You know, it makes life more of a fight rather than a challenge, you know, more of a pessimist, I'm never going to get this right, I'm never going to get what I want, instead of taking responsibility for ourselves and saying, okay, this is what I see as my reality right now. What are my choices that will help move me forward? Because the truth is, we always have choices. So it's...
Yeah, no. Yeah, I really appreciate what you said, what you just said, Kat, because I love my sister, but that's very much a big part of it is... Anyway, it's not about her, but it just when Lauren talked about the, you know, explaining about being organized, I'm thinking, this something does not compute for me. Mm-hmm. Is that Janet? Mm-hmm. That she's the opposite of that. But I like the fact that it what Lauren was saying. It's about, you know, what's important to her. She's definitely organized. I mean. She's a math department head in a high school. Okay? I mean, does not the universe have an incredible sense of humor? You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but the things, anything to do with teaching and with her students, she is extremely organized.
Yeah,
exactly.
So as I think it was Monica was saying, you know, she's interested in the teaching and it's important to her, but her own house or whatever it is, it's not important to her that it's clean and tidy.
Right. Yes, that's exactly it, because her own personal space is not organized.
Yeah. And
but
I can
but as you said, what Monica was saying, that if it's important to her, it's important. She'll be extremely organized. That's like her teaching, right?
I can feel for her. When I had an outside corporate job in sales, no one had a more organized workspace than I did at the company. I mean, anybody could walk into my space and bam, everything was right there. The day I left to go into coaching full time, my supervisor said, take time, get your files in order. I was an advertising sales exec, so there were a lot of files, a lot of client files, a lot of, you know, a lot of things to hand over. It took me all of 5 minutes, and I walked back into her office, and I said, here it is, and here's the list for everything else that someone needs to do. And she was amazed. Now, as my husband can attest, my home office and even home is not necessarily as organized as I was in the corporate world.
Right.
Here, I feel, I think it's a little bit of rebellion that I'm freer to be me here. And exactly what you said, some of it just doesn't matter to me as much as other things. So my project files are very organized. My client and prospect files are very organized, but then there are other areas that aren't so organized. The parts I don't care about as much.
As I said, she's math department head in a high school. They recruited her to be the math department head. Okay, she was in a ghetto school, for lack of better term, and the principal recruited her to be math department head because he knew her. She's so good at what she does.
That's great.
But in her personal life, the things aren't important to her isn't organized. Doesn't value it. It's not important to her in her world.
All right. I'm going to do one last call for questions. Anyone else have a question? And if not, we'll do.
I do.
Okay. Oh, that's our Diva Deb. What's your question or insight?
My question is, so I'm trying to get in touch with all these women to do radio shows. When in the moon phase should I do that? Should I send those invitations?
You should send them from Wednesday, which is, I think, the 3rd. You can start sending them out and to the 9th. But if you want to make a big splash of it, send them out 8th, 9th, and 10th of September.
9th and 10th.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
To really reach out into the world.
Great. Thank you.
That's great. That's Lauren, I love how all of this feeds right into what I mentioned before, the tweaking I'm doing with my own programs, and especially with the plan Bridges to Success group program. I've made it less overwhelming for me to deliver as well as for people to absorb. And the initial focus is my brain dump and discovery exercise. And those on the line with me that our clients, either past or present, know that I focus a lot on the brain dump and discovery, which I just realized has its own ebb and flow process to it. And now I have another little tweak that I can look at the phases of the moon, and we can put that into practice with that ebb and flow of the brain dump and discovery. The brain dump, best brain dump times, if I'm understanding you correctly, are those when the moon is most visible. And then the time to sit back and reflect at what we've listed are the times for discovery, to dream and kind of figure out, see what the correlations are between the things we've written down. And also it helps with that, what I call the mental hoarder. You know, part of that decluttering process. It's not just a physical and it's not just an emotional clutter that we have to let go of sometimes. A lot of times it's the mental clutter, and that's where the brain dump and discovery exercise is so useful. So I love that this just ties all in, and you've given me some great workable tips that I can put into immediate practice. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Any last words from you? Any final bits of advice? We will be sending out the links after Lauren gets them to me to sign up for her free monthly moon mojo calendar. Can't wait for that. And also you can take advantage of her career consultation quickie, a special 20-minute savings. I think $25 is a super, super bargain. And you will be able to take advantage of that as well. Any last words, Lauren?
Just really to, if you can, take some quiet time, because I know how busy people are, and I'm always telling this to people, so I'm going to tell you this too. You've got to look after yourself first, and the dark moon time is a really good time to just go, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a couple of hours just to myself, no matter what's happening in my life. It's like a way of showing yourself that you actually do love and care for yourself, and that you are valuable and worthy of some time off, and time to contemplate and to go within and to listen to your inner wisdom, because we often don't also give ourselves enough time for that. And the dark moon time is a really great time just to go, okay, I'm going to tune in. I'm going to look inside instead of looking outside now. And and if you can program, give yourself time to every month to do that, I think it's a very valuable gift and something that will radiate out for the rest of the month into your life.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much. We worked out the bugs so we could get you on all the way from down in South Africa, which is now on my list of places to visit. I have this little one where I definitely want to visit every continent at least once. And now I've got a specific person I could go visit down in Africa, which I think is amazing. Thank you for being.
You can say yes too, Kat.
Yes, I'm going to
thank
hook
you.
Up you and Deb St. Hilaire from the Devolution Show. And I know you'd be a wonderful guest there as well. So thank you, everybody, whether you're listening live or to the replay. This is Kat Sturz from RockingYourPath.com closing our bonus Q&A segment for Fast Action Fridays. Bye-bye. See you next time. Keep rocking that unique path of yours.